This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we saw how God blesses when we do first things first. If we don't, our efforts often become unproductive as God allows unintended consequences to happen. When the people responded to Haggai's message and again started rebuilding the temple, it became obvious this temple would seem insignificant compared to Solomon's glorious temple. Realizing this would discourage both the people and their leaders. Haggai, inspired by God, said in Haggai chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, "Be strong, declares the Lord, for I am with you. My spirit remains among you. Do not fear." Now, any time God is with us in what we're doing, it is significant. It might not look like it at the time, but in God's time, it will become evident. Listen to verses 7 through 9. "I will shake all nations, and the desired of all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty." The desired of all nations is Jesus Christ, who ministered in this very temple. Through his death, he provided peace in all who trust in him. They would understand what the prophet predicted, "I will fill this house with glory." It may take many years, but in God's time, it did happen, and even we are blessed by that promise.